Hello and welcome to a special edition of the Chesapeake Hockey Week. I'm your host, Scotty Waz. How are you guys doing? Now, if you listen to yesterday's show, if you listen in sequential order, as you should not skip out of order. It would really get you messed up. We talked, I talked about possibly getting a guest on for their own episode. Lo and behold, boom, we got our own episode right here. And I was honored to speak with Robin Remick, the president of the Maryland Black Bears. And we went a whole host of things about hockey in Maryland in general, the local community, trying to build a community through this team, the families, the billet parents, her experience with ESPN and AT&T and Disney and all that, and trying to work that into a team, a single entity, just outside of the hockey bubble, inside the hockey bubble, all over bubble hockey. We might have talked about bubble hockey. We didn't talk about double hockey. We didn't talk about bubble hockey at all. Been great if we talked about bubble hockey. I don't have the Super Checks machine. Don't know what I'm talking about here. Rambling. But the point is, it was awesome to have Robin on and to speak about her new role, how she's looking forward to it, and what we can look forward to moving ahead when it comes to the Maryland Black Bears and the community sense of Central Maryland and Odington as well. But before we go on to any of this, I want to give a big thanks to Colin McCarthy, who is the media relations manager for the Maryland Black Bears. Colin has been awesome to myself and to Johnny, giving us a lot of access for the show and for the podcast. And he also was key in setting this up, this interview up. So a big shout out to Colin and all he's done. And he's been a driving force with social media and things like that. So really cool to have him set this up for me. And it was a good talk. I had a really great talk with Robin, and I enjoyed her a lot. And I'm more excited than I ever have been to be a Maryland Black Bears fan, even from afar. And after this, I feel like I need to start a GoFundMe for plane tickets. I really it's make more drive. Take 2 weeks off, Scotty. Drive down to Maryland. See your parents. Say hi. Stan's been in the hospital. Anyway, folks. Without any further ado, I present to you Robin Remick of the Maryland Black Bears, president extraordinaire, speaking with us here at the Chesapeake Hockey Week. Now joined here on the Chesapeake Hockey Week by Robin Remick, the president of the Maryland Black Bears. Robin, thank you for taking some time out of your day. How are you?
Daddy, I'm well. How are you?
I am doing very, very well, and I have to say congratulations. Judging by everything that I've seen from afar and from what I've heard from the people in the crowd, you've created a great atmosphere there. Having been born in Baltimore, you went to University of Maryland. How does it feel after living all over the country to be back home again?
Well, it is. It's wonderful and strange. There are a lot of things that have changed in about 40 years. So, you know, I tell people that that Interstate 97, that's great, and they tell me it's been around for like 20 years. But to me, it's new. So it's a little bit like awaking from a coma, but in a good way.
Now, Maryland, of course, mostly a football and baseball area. How do you feel, even in your time before coming back and joining the Black Bears, how do you feel that hockey is viewed in the state?
I will tell people that one Stanley Cup really doesn't change a whole lot. It's very ephemeral. It is here, but then it passes based on, you know, how the Caps do. What I am encouraged by, and I think I've seen this with other sports, is when you have a grassroots type of popularity and spirit, that's what's going to breathe life into anything else you bring into a market. So Nelson Burton's created a tremendous youth hockey culture in this area. We also have great programs, you know, certainly at Navy or Bowie or Laurel, and with the high school teams that play here. So it was not really building anything or having to look at anything from scratch. It was really looking on how do you build off the audience you already have and then grow from it. I mean, any sport is really going to come down to a core type of fandom. And if you can identify and cultivate that fandom, then you'll have a winning program.
And having myself been in the area, in the Maryland area for years in youth hockey, just to see it develop even in the past 10, 20 years is quite amazing. And it is a tight-knit group. Like you said, there's different varieties, Bowie, Howard, Laurel, Navy. How crucial is it for the Black Bears to cater to the youth player and their parents as far as getting them into the Black and getting them involved into the Black Bears games?
The interesting and I think differentiating thing in a good way, Scotty, is that people who have kids who play soccer, even at elite levels or travel teams, they talk about soccer players. Here, we talk about hockey families. And so there's really a very clear path towards marketing and captivating and evangelizing the hockey families who live here and drawing that in. We do work very hard. Look, there are a lot of other teams who play in our league and all power to them who really cultivate a connection to a beer sponsor or to a casino. And I've gone through their websites and looked at a whole lot of teams and their sponsorships as we look to grow ours here. And we've made the concerted decision that while we do serve beer and wine, that is not the focus of what we do. Our atmosphere is family-oriented. It's a safe place to be. It's local, and it represents the community that we're in. So while it might be a cheap or fast way to be able to bring sponsorship dollars in or bring some marketing partner in, we've determined that that is not the path that we are looking to take at this time.
And you mentioned the local business and all that stuff like that. How aware have they been in support of this new team? Because obviously junior hockey and Tier 2 is a little bit foreign in the area. How have they taken to it, and how have the Black Bears been able to reach out to the local community?
There was, from what I understand, and you probably know a lot more about it than I do, but the Skipjacks played here, and certainly even farther back when this was the Caps practice space, that really doesn't get you a whole lot of anything, frankly. But the Skipjacks had some identity here, and they had a following here. And so even prior to my getting here, Murray Gundy, who's Black Bear Sports Group, runs and owns the facility and the team, they made the concerted effort to reach back and find those fans as a building block to who the Black Bear fans would become. And that, I think, went a long way in terms of billet housing, certainly, and finding billets. And our billet coordinator, Amanda Hafler, is a blessing. She's amazing at what she does in terms of finding the right families for the right players. In terms of awareness in the community, we still have a ways to go. We were over at Fort Meade before our Military Appreciation Night game, weekend before last, and there are 54,000 people that live in Fort Meade, in the base itself, which is humongous. And we spend a lot of time saying, do you know where the food line is? Just go past there. So while we're part of Piney Orchard, we're kind of on the outskirts of the Piney Orchard community. What we have found is the more targeted and localized our advertising efforts are, and the more we are reaching out and making players available or coaches available to different teams, the better we are at being able to reach out and create that sense of not only awareness, but that we are, our positioning is that we are the hometown team of Central Maryland and of Odenton, and this is a team that is yours to get behind and to cheer for. We have had great response just in, you know, I do a lot of listening to our fans, and most of them, I think, have my email address, if not my phone number, and many of them frequently will reach out with suggestions, and most of them quite good. But in terms of things like season ticket packaging, we really listen to them for next year to see what the right number of games are, what the right types of games are, and to be able, not just as we did when we started in our inaugural season, having one season ticket package, and that was it. I think we have seven now. That all are based on feedback and what people want. And so the more I think that we listen and respond to what people want this experience to be, and I do appreciate the compliments on it, it honestly is driven by listening to our fans and giving them what they're looking for.
Robin Remick, president of the Maryland Black Bears, joins us here on Chesapeake Hockey Week. Now, Robin, you have quite the history, the resume, as it were, working with MTV, Disney, ESPN, AT&T, all over the place. How has that helped you? And you talk about making connections with fans and with the Billets and everybody in the area. How has that helped you working in those different fields, dealing with different demographics? How has that helped you make a connection in this role?
Mainly by leaving the coaches to take care of the ice. Especially with ESPN, we frankly did not do a lot of hockey. I think I worked on one Frozen Four for ESPNU at one point, but really focused on other sports. And within those sports, it really was taking what the mission statement of ESPN was and is, which is to serve the sports fan anytime, anywhere. That is the lesson, the strongest basic lesson that I've shared with our colleagues here and with our partners and with our fans, that my role and goal is to ensure that they come and then come back and bring a friend. We want to create an environment that, you know, wins do matter. We're an expansion team. We're not going to, I can't remember any expansion team in any sport that comes out of the gate and just, you know, goes directly to the playoffs or the Super Bowl. But we want to create a culture here. And all of my experience that preceded this, and, you know, I've told Colin and folks here that there's a reason that they make the kind of what you look out at when you're driving much larger than the rearview mirror, because you only need to look back at the things that really work and that matter, and everything that you're going for is ahead of you. So it's taking that commitment to building a fan experience and culture here at Piney Orchard that people want to be a part of and want to bring their friends or families to. We have a lot of our fans and a couple of the season ticket holders who aren't part of youth hockey. They're just hockey fans, and they've brought their grandchildren now for two or three games, or tell me that they're coming to the last game, because it's an environment where everybody gets what they need to or want to out of it. And that's what we want to be able to continue down the path for.
Now, you come from those big, high employee areas, and now it's just yourself, Christine Perry, and Colin McCarthy in the front office, and I'm sure there's a lot more legwork to be done. How has that changed you? Has that been better for you to be more interactive with the people, with the fans?
But I certainly want to also mention Justin Short, who is our intern from Georgetown University, where he's getting a sports management degree. He has been a worker, a thinker, and a doer. And that's really, you know, as I would ask for any of our players, did you play your best game tonight? Did you come in and do not only what was expected, but think a little bit beyond that? And I think for a small team, you really need to be able to push towards, you know, high performing, strong energy, and a belief in what we're doing and that we're doing together. So what I found in this, outside of far less money and fewer people, is that you take what you do have and you maximize what you can do with and for them. So there are a lot of things, Scotty, that we have to say, you know what, we're not going to be able to execute on that because we can't. We could do it, we're just not going to do it well. And there's a lot more parsing of what we can do and what's going to have to wait for a little bit before we can do it at a higher level. We also have an incredible group of volunteers. So I mentioned Amanda. We've got folks here at Piney Orchard who work on the rink side who really do not need to get involved or aren't expected to get involved in what we do from a Black Bear perspective. And they have thrown themselves into it in a way that is fairly remarkable, I think, for anyone in a new situation. The back office staff at the rink, the women who work at the guest services area, at 5:30 in the morning when we brought Frisco's on as our Chuck-a-Puck sponsor, we needed to put 1,000 stickers on pucks. And if it was just for three or four of us to do, we could have done it, but not the best use of time. And, you know, Susan, who works at the guest services, but also at our team store, and Lucy, they volunteered to be puck stickers. And so they had some downtime, you know, in the mornings during free skate or whatever, raised their hand, said, we want to help you with this, and did. And that is what teams become. It's not just the people who are, you know, assigned certain roles, but the people who step up or volunteer or say, as someone that visits Annapolis said to me today, I can take that off your plate. And I said, here's my plate. So I think you have to be willing to delegate or give up some things, giving people good direction on what you're looking for from a, here's what it should come out looking like, let me give you a couple of samples, to here, can we have it done by this time? And once you kind of set people up to succeed, they will. And so really without the rink staff here, Gary Kremen and Ellen Short, I mean, we'd really be at a disadvantage in terms of what we'd be able to do for the fans and as well as they perceive us doing it.
There's especially in the Central Maryland area, there's a lot of different areas for people to put their entertainment dollar. And of course, hockey in general is in its own little bubble. What has been done for you all to reach out and try to get people into that bubble? Like you said, have someone bring a friend to the next game, or you tell two people and they'll tell two people, so on and so forth. What different avenues have you guys done this season to get people in and maybe convert them to be hockey fans?
Well, first of all, I appreciate you knowing that shampoo commercial because I bring that one. But that's really it. The first thing that we have to do is show people and tell people that we are here and explain what junior hockey is, because that was a learning for me. Apparently, there aren't a whole lot, if any, 18-year-old college freshmen playing NCAA hockey. And so we have to have our story out there, and we do that in a couple of different ways. One is we joined the local Central Maryland Chamber of Commerce, and that has been a great microphone for us in the business community, certainly, but in the community in general. And so it's a very active chamber, and they have been very purposely putting out what our message is to educate people in the general area, both, again, from a business and other standpoint. That helps a lot. I think the amount of fundraising, we fundraise at every one of our games. I believe that it is more important that we give back more than we take. And the way we do that is reaching out to different groups who are looking to raise money for whatever their efforts are that really kind of fold in well to what we're doing. Next Friday, we're having a Girl Scout troop in, and they will be selling cookies, which I think is a great benefit for those who might have missed the cookie train here. We're bringing it back to the station. So that gives them an opportunity there. Also, we give out promotional codes. So the different groups, last weekend we had the Washington Blind Hockey Club was here, the Washington Wheelers, and they were part of our intermission activities, which was really remarkable, and a lot of people took a lot away from that. But they were also able to raise money for their organization because we rebate, if you use the promo code to buy the ticket, we provide a rebate to the organization of a percentage of dollars that we negotiate with them ahead of time, and that creates fun runs. Raising along with the Chuck a Puck effort to give some value back again to people within our community that we want to be able to partner with. Those people in turn buy more tickets, come back, see us as part of that community. And not that it's not hockey first. People aren't surprised when they get here to find out it is hockey. But we tend to talk to the sports fans and tell them that this is a local team that is affordable, that plays their hearts out every single weekend, and that they will be part of what this team becomes as a stepping stone to whatever is coming next, which is hopefully growth and additional fanhood. So it's, you know, I've had some friends who have come in from Baltimore to see some of our games who are not hockey fans and are coming back. So it's really just building a sense of team and community that the game is the focal point for. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, it does. And moreover than that, I think the community also helps by a lot of the players going out into the community and participating in these events. How have the players reacted to it? Because a lot of these kids, with the exception, I think, of one player, and George Vanakis, very outside of the area, not local to Maryland. How have the players reacted to just being being a part of this community?
We have worked, I mean, Murray Gunthy worked at the beginning of the season to ensure that all of the youth teams in the area knew that the team was here and that the players would be available and the coaches to come to their practices, to meet with their players. And so that was kind of built into the original fabric of the organization. So when they do that, I mean, look, a lot of these, regardless of what youth team or you, whatever number they're in, they're seeing players who have gotten to a level that they can now aspire to because we have a team here in market that they can watch. So if it's just kind of aspirational and you know what junior hockey is, but you can't see people who are a part of it, it's not as clear. And so the kids who go out and see our players, and sometimes it's at a practice, but they've gone out to PTA fundraisers for schools in Lithicum and Glen Burnie and been on that open air Glen Burnie rink, and I've been out there with them. And even the kids who don't know who they are or don't maybe know who the team is, they see players in jerseys who are there with them. And that provides a connectivity that benefits both the players and the community that they're involved in. Most of our players have played in other markets before, so it's not necessarily new to them. And most of them have played in areas that are not kind of home to them. So what we really encourage, and again, a lot of this comes through the billet, is that wherever they're from here now. So in this time and in this place, this is where they live and this is where they are, air quotes, from, because as they go on in whatever kind of career they have, whether it's hockey or business, and we spend a lot of time with them on the education side as well, just making sure that they're equipped to be able to go to college and succeed and to test well. We just want to make sure that we're building that sense that they'll always feel like this is a place for them. And that this is where they came from.
And I have to say, speaking upon the billets, and Amanda has done a great job with selecting the billets and things like that, because they have been so interactive. I've noticed from just on Twitter and in Facebook and stuff like that, it's been a great bunch of people to deal with, and I don't think the billets get enough credit there. So I have to commend Amanda and y'all for making sure these players feel at home and have the perfect family structure there off the ice as they do on the ice.
Absolutely. And I would tell any of your listeners who might be interested in becoming billets or want to know more about billets, check our website the week of the 11th of March. We will do a billet open house prior to our billet appreciation night, where we'll have players and families there to answer any questions. I'll be there. Any questions that they might have about how it works. Look, we have two teams. I'm the president of two teams. I have the EHL team, Team Maryland. And that team also relies on billets, who have been a very strong part of that organization. There's certainly a tremendous appreciation for billets for both teams and what they do. And you can do a night for it, but our hope is on that night, they will see and feel and really embrace the appreciation that not only we have from the front office kind of point of view, but the rest of our fans do. They're just, if we don't have billets, we don't have, Clint talks about this a lot, our coach, without billets, we don't have anything. So thank you for bringing them up. It's very rewarding. It's a lot like having I tell people who aren't familiar with it, it's a little like having the foreign exchange student come in, but most of the time their English is pretty good.
Yeah, and with the hockey jargon, it does feel like a foreign exchange situation, because you can hardly hear what those kids are saying nowadays. I'm not going to lie to you. It's hard for me to keep up with all this slang. Robin Remick, president of the Maryland Black Bears, joins us right now. And one of the big things is with content and making sure things are out there. And I've noticed once Colin is coming on board as social media director, the content has been a lot more. The team has been more out there. What path does a newer team like the Black Bears need to do in order to stand out from the field and try to get that buzz from an outside source, not even just outside of hockey, but outside of the Maryland area, and maybe get on a national scale?
Right. Well, and Colin's done a great job. We did have something that went viral with one of the post-gold celebrations. This was in December. Mm-hmm. So that was terrific. You know, he continues to do a great job in honing his connections out into the world in general, and really with the hockey community specifically. So you want something, you know, we talk about the different social platforms and what they're good for and what they're not good for, and where our potential base is, or, you know, look, we want to, I talked to a number of admissions officers at colleges on behalf of our players so that we know exactly what they need in order to start a college career on the right foot, and that they've got everything in terms of credits or anything else that they need. So we do a lot of proactive calls with schools that the players are interested in. So, you know, once I think we get into year two and some of our players go out in the world, I've stressed to them it's important not, you know, give us at least 2 years where you don't forget us so that you're retweeting us to your new base, because then you're forming a more global sense of kind of where you are and what you're doing. We want to have promotable content, and if we are really mindful of what we're putting out there that people do want to share, the goal always is that people will come and support us on the primarily, secondarily, that our players become known for what their capabilities are. You know, Del Tufo was named goalie of the week, I think, for the conference. Maybe the first week he played and was brought up from our Team Maryland EHL team. So we want to be able to promote their skills as well to make them matter in the hockey community and outside of it. And to do that, we need to also stress to our fans that retweeting it out to their base or forwarding out or sharing it on Facebook does matter, because you might have that one person who then thinks, well, what about me? What about this? Is this something that I could join in on? Is this a cause that I want to be a part of? Could I do something for this player? You know, so it's that old, you never know who someone else knows. And the more people who know, the greater the benefit for what the goals of the program are. And, you know, frankly, we talk about it's about more than wins. It's easy to say when you're having a losing season, but even in a winning season, I would tell you that our primary goal is getting these players into the right college so that they can have that, whether it's hockey again or anything else, that they're on the path to a better life because they were here.
And like you said, all it takes is one click. That bowling celebration video took one click, and it just went out of this world. And it was pretty awesome to see when I woke up and then saw that on TSN and the hockey news and all kinds of hockey outlets. That was pretty cool. The cool thing to see. So all it takes is one click.
Right.
What is, and we'll get you out of here on this one, Robin, and again, thank you for the time. What has been the greatest takeaway from you this first season, and what can we be expected to see in future seasons, not even next season, but even beyond that?
Sure. I think the most rewarding thing, honestly, is the response from the fans. I've gotten to know many of them personally, and they share their life stories with me, and that only increases kind of where I feel like we can go, because people are so open about why they come to the games, what the team means to them. We have season ticket holders who travel with the team. I mean, this is a first year team, and these fans are going out to Johnstown or to, I don't know where the Generals play, but I know we've got a bunch of fans that are going. Where are they?
Northeast.
Yeah. So, you know, they go to New Jersey, they're traveling on their own time, on their own dime with the team. So one of the first things that we've started to talk about is really having a booster club put together so that we could take advantage of this fan energy and give back even more to the community through that. That's something that we're hoping to roll out for the 1920 season. You know, one of the other things that I'm very passionate about bringing into this building is a video scoreboard. First of all, I think it's a differentiator between us and kind of moves us from being a rink to a true arena. And it benefits every single person. If you're skating in one of our adult leagues, you know, we'll have a video package for you that you can have your picture up there during introductions, have your stats up there. I mean, again, it creates that true professional feeling around what we want to have as part of what we're doing and what people can go towards. So, by the beginning of, I guess by September, our hope is or more than hope is a bad strategy, but we will have a video board here that will upgrade. You know, people ask, what are they doing to upgrade the building? I can only talk about what we're able to affect. I'd love to see more sponsor integration. Again, we have a great relationship with Frisco. We've got a couple of other advertisers we're talking to. But I am not, Scotty, in the business of selling banner ads or dasher boards. We want sponsors who will integrate with our fans and with this experience. So, again, everything, and that doesn't mean just giving out, you know, a bobblehead or a keychain, although Colin keeps telling me that doing a bobblehead would be a great idea, and I'm sure it would. But we need a partner who will kind of be with us on what that is. We just, frankly, we don't have the money to just do things at a big level. We're really focused on doing things at the right level. So in terms of, you know, where we continue to win is a fan base that we are transparent with. We don't lie to them. We, you know, if things are happening with players are traded or whatnot, we want to be upfront. And Colin does a great job of putting that information out so that fans are hearing it from us. You know, in terms of being able to get our players out even more into the community, that's going to be a big push for next year. Again, we'll have time over the summer. But as always, I would tell you that one of the things that the Black Bears, as long as I am here, will do well is listen to the fan voice. We listen to our players. They're very good about telling us, you know, what they'd like to do and what they'd like to do more of. So we'll be able to schedule, I think. I don't want players just going into a school and reading kids a book. They should be working, you know, with their phys ed department and or talking about perseverance and reaching a goal. It should be meaningful and it should be purposeful. And so that's what we'll work towards in our community involvement for next year.
Robin Remick, president of the Maryland Black Bears, and everybody can go to MarylandBlackBears.com for all the information and few weekends left here in the season, and then looking ahead to next season, you guys can go there for the for season ticket information and all that fun stuff. Robin, it's been a delight. I thank you so much for taking some time out of the day and speaking with me, and I really appreciate it. I'm really excited for the Maryland Black Bears going forward, and even though I'm a far away from it, I do take a sense of pride in it, and I'm glad you're at the head of all this. So I thank you for all your efforts, and here's to moving on down the line.
Well, thank you, Scotty, and come home and see us.
I will try. I will do my best. Plane tickets are expensive, especially from North Dakota, so it's a heck of a thing. But thank you again, Robin, and all the best.
Thank you, sir.
And that was Robin Remick of the Maryland Black Bears, the president of the team, also of Team Maryland as well. Wish I should have gotten more Team Maryland questions in there, but that's what it is. It is what it is. I apologize for that. But Robin, obviously you saw just so energetic, so ready to go moving forward with the Maryland Black Bears. You can't help but feel the excitement as well. So I thank her. I also thank Colin McCarthy for setting this up. And it was awesome. It was a good time. And it goes to show that, you know, people are interested and they're going to listen to you in a big way. So if you have anything, Robin's email and contact all over MarylandBlackBears.com. If you have a question, if you have anything like that. And you could also, when you go to these games here, we got two more weekends. You got this weekend and next weekend to go out, check her out, and she'll be out and about, I'm sure, you know, talking to the fans, talking to everybody involved, making sure you guys feel at home there at Piney Orchard. It's a great, great feeling to have someone as hyped up as that, ready to go. It makes you feel good, makes you feel invigorated. You know, I feel like I could put together my second shelving unit because I'm so energetic with that. Now, I'm not going to because that's silly. I have only a few off days and I want to rest a little bit. But again, thank you to Robin Remick for coming on and just a great, great person overall. And it goes with the whole Maryland Black Bears squad from Murray Gunty to Ryan Scott to Colin McCarthy to Robin Remick. I haven't talked to Christine Perry, but I'm sure she's a joy as well. So you guys are in good hands. If you go to the Maryland Black Bears games and put their faith into them, you're in good hands. People are listening. People are there. Awesome to have. That's it. That's it for this special episode. I hope you enjoyed it. You can get me on Twitter at ChesapeakeHWPod, the Facebook FOHS Radio. Johnny's got a little From the Desk of Johnny P thing there for photos. And you know what, hon? I'm in good hands. You're in good hands. Everyone's in good hands now with the Black Bears. And you go play that crutch and crab hockey like they're going to do. It's going to be great. Go take it home. Maybe not this year. Maybe in a few years. It's going to be fine. But you guys will see you next week there. And we'll have a little fun stuff there.